In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The command of this blessed Sunday, as we just heard it, is about us. We should love, the Lord is entrusting us to love our enemies and to do good to those who hate you. And when we look at this command, sometimes we stumble and we think, this is too heavy. Why the Lord is giving us this burden that we find difficulty to keep? How anyone would be able to love his enemies and do good to those who hate him or her? But actually, if we look deeply into the command, we find that those people who are in God's image, those people who are trying always to keep the purity of their hearts, they cannot do otherwise. What if we think about it the other way, that I can hate my enemies and I do evil to those people who are treating me badly? Actually, we will find difficulty even to do this, even if we are given the permit, even if we are allowed that we can do evil. If we truly after God's image and likeness, sin here will not have a place in us. Usually the first thing that comes to our minds whenever it comes to one of the commandments that if I sin, God will condemn me. And the thing that I am worried about the most is I don't want to be judged by God. But truly the Lord is trying to get our attention into something different. It's not only the condemnation that we should worry about. Maybe actually this is the easiest to handle. We know that every time we turn to God and ask Him for forgiveness, it will be granted to us. He requested that we forgive each other 7 by 70 every day. Surely enough, if we turn to Him with the same number of sins every day and we ask for forgiveness, it will still be granted. But there is another problem. Inside the sin itself that we should be aware of. Even after we receive forgiveness, there are some lingering problems that also we should think about. The first problem with sin is that introducing hatred to my heart will take its purity away. Even this hatred was toward an enemy. If my heart is allowed to be filled with indignation and hatred towards anyone, how can I stand and I pray? St. Paul requests this from his disciple Timothy. He says, I desire therefore that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. This wrath, if it's towards an enemy or towards a friend, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I cannot stand and lift up my hands before God, and I am filled with wrath and anger. Hatred is a defilement. It doesn't matter if it is towards a friend or an enemy, towards a person against me, even against that try to kill me even. If I keep hatred inside, this will defile my heart and will ache my heart. I will not be able to stand and pray. Having a grain of dust in my eye will make my eye to tears. No matter how this small dust is small or big, even if it's very sterilized, that I make sure that no microbes are in it, I will still feel something is foreign in my eyes, and this will bring my eyes to tear because it's a foreign subject in my eye. It is the same with hatred. The second problem that's also related to sin is that when we are used to negligence in our spiritual duties, this will instill in us a wrong attitude throughout the whole path. What do I mean by this? When I am negligent in my prayers and keeping my fast and my confessions and taking communion and coming late to the church, all of these things, the easiest thing to acquire is forgiveness. I come and I say, God, I'm sorry for that. I go to Abuna and I ask for forgiveness, it will be granted. But the problem is, I instill in my commitment program a virus. And this virus will destroy my ability to be committed to God, to anyone. It's exactly like a child playing on his computer. And he brings a virus into the computer and he goes to his dad and says, I'm sorry. Even if his dad says, it's okay, Habibi, malish, it's fine. The problem is, the computer is rigged. This is exactly what happened. When we are used to get loose in our spiritual path, we acquire this attitude. And this attitude is very destructive if we keep it in. Negligence is not about that I didn't do it and then I am sorry for it. The problem is beyond this. I destroy my ability to be committed in my way to God, or even commitment generally. I am losing everything in any kind of commitment whatsoever. Another problem. We may obtain forgiveness, yet what about a bad habit that we might have acquired? Every time I do something good or bad, I am building a habit. So I did something wrong today, and I said I am sorry, and I received forgiveness. I did it tomorrow, and again I received forgiveness. And the day after, and I went and I confessed. I may go back home knowing that I am forgiven from God, but unfortunately, I made myself a slave to a bad habit, a problem that I can live with for years, maybe to the end of my days. I am struggling against this bad habit. Every time we yield to sin, we give the sin dominion over our will. Every time I allow myself to sin, don't think about forgiveness. This is easy. Think about the bad habit that you acquired in your heart, and you will live the rest of your days struggling against. St. Paul said this to the Romans, for just as you presented your members as the slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. Look here how he says, you presented yourself as the slaves. This is true. I am either a slave to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, or I am a slave or a servant to righteousness. It's a choice, and also something that we should heed while we are struggling. The fourth problem that lingers also with sin is, even though forgiven, guilt still has a grip on our hearts. We all suffer this. When we sin, I do something bad, I say a bad word, I see something inappropriate, I hurt other person's feeling. Maybe I will go and I receive forgiveness, but guilt will still be in, and I go with it everywhere, and it hurts more and more and more. King David, immediately when he was confronted with his sin, he said that I have sinned before God. And Nathan immediately also said to him, you are not going to die. The Lord lifted the sin away from you. But we hear him over and over and over crying out of the sins of guilt in his heart. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. We all can relate to this. How many times we did something wrong and it didn't go away even after we confessed. I still feel the burden of the guilt. I shouldn't have said this. I shouldn't have done that. I wish time goes back and I do not do this. The hurt that this left in my heart is beyond what I can describe. This is the guilt that we live with even after we receive forgiveness. Another problem also that comes with sin is that though we obtain forgiveness, the moment we return to God, still a cold path must be taken back home. What does it mean? The steps we walk away from God, we will have to walk them back to God. Yes, I will be forgiven immediately, instantly, when I turn to God and I say, God, I have sinned. But the days I spent in sin, I have to walk them back. And when I walk back, there is kind of coldness. Being away from God, It's a long way. We quench the spirit of God that's like fire. We end up having some kind of darkness and coldness. I don't feel anything anymore. Yes, I am penitent. I regretted my sin, but why I do not feel the prayers anymore? Why I do not want to come to the church? I am trying, but I don't feel anything. This is the cold path going back home. It will take some time until we again kindle the spirit of God that's like fire and regain this kind of warmth in the relationship between us and God. The prodigal son, when he left his father, the way coming back, he was miserable. He was hungry. He doesn't have a sandal in his foot. He's very poor. He doesn't have anything with him. Yes, he went back home, but with a great deal of suffering. The last problem that linger also is sin, is that we surely will be forgiven by God when we repent, yet what about others who might not be able to do so? What if I hurt somebody's feeling and this person cannot forgive me? What if a man who was unfaithful to his wife and he regretted this, he asked for forgiveness, but what about his wife? Will she be able to forgive and accept him back? There are many, many sins. Unfortunately, they have this kind of destructive effect. Yes, God will forgive us, but there is impact, there is a loss that I cannot get it back. What about a person who used to drink and he became alcoholic and then he destroyed his like liver or whatever? Maybe when he returned to God, God will grant him forgiveness. But already he had a negative impact on his systems that he cannot get it back. There are some sins that have losses in it. Loss of reputation, loss of relationships, loss of maybe health. Unfortunately with these, even if we are forgiven, still we have to suffer consequences of these sins. My brethren, the problem of sin is much beyond being condemned or not. We know that at the last minute, the right thief got from God like this permission to be in paradise in the same day. We know that God is merciful. Every time we turn to Him, He will accept us. No matter how far we went, no matter how frequent we fell, the problem is not to be forgiven or not. There are some issues related to sin that we have to be aware of. Let us remind ourselves also with these consequences, lest we find that it is easy to sin as far as it is very easy to receive forgiveness. Hatred will still defile my heart even if I am forgiven, if I ask and I ask God for forgiveness. Negligence will also destroy my commitment even if I ask a pardon God from this. We may obtain forgiveness, yet what about the habit? Even though forgiven, guilt still has a grip on our hearts. Though we obtain forgiveness, but also there is a cold path that we have to walk it back. And also, even while we're forgiven, maybe we do something that would cause us a lot of loss that even others will not be able to forgive us as well. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.